B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Hi, Bethany.
Good morning, guys. I've been dating this really cool guy. His name is Theo. And everything's been going really great, and I like it. And now, when I've been texting him or calling him, he's not getting back to me. And I don't know what the problem is. I thought we were doing great. We're having a good time.
Let's just go right to the last time. What did you do the last time you guys hung out?
I've introduced him to some of my family.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if he feels maybe moving too fast by introducing him. But, you know, it's really cool, and I want to see him more.
Mm-hmm.
Even my family likes him.
Okay.
So
that's good. That was going to be what I was going to say. I was going to say maybe your family doesn't like him. But, okay, so you think it might be that he thinks you're being a little fast.
Maybe. I don't know, because I know he got out of a relationship a while back. Maybe he's being a little gun-shy or something, but I don't know. I mean, I really like this dude, and I want to go out with him again, but he's just not responding, and I don't know what's up, what changed his mind.
That's what we're here for. We'll get in contact with him. I'll explain the thing. You know, I'll be like, listen, don't think the family thing means she wants to marry you today. But we'll set this. I think I have a good feeling about this. Hang on, okay, Bethany?
Yeah.
Sure, cool.
All right, so we just spoke to Bethany. I think this one's pretty easy. She went out with this guy, Theo, a couple times. And the last time, she introduced him to her family. Now, I know you're thinking family hates him. No, she said family likes him.
Okay.
But perhaps, and if she's getting this sense, then you know Theo's getting this sense. She said, perhaps he thinks I'm moving too fast.
Okay. Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, so, I mean, meeting the whole damn family.
And some families can be a lot.
Yeah. Okay, so Bethany, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, stay quiet. We're going to call Theo now, okay?
Hello?
Hi, is this Theo?
Yeah, who's this?
So, Theo, it's the Get Up Crew. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, the radio station. It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. I can explain why we're calling you. It's nothing bad. We got your phone number from somebody who likes you.
Okay.
Okay, so it's a girl, and she gave us your number because she likes you, and she wants to take you out on a nice date. So here's the offer we have for you. I'm going to tell you who the girl is. You know her. I'm going to tell you her name and everything. But basically, you pick a place that you'd like to go for a date whenever you're free, and we will set the whole thing up, reserve everything, and pay for everything. And, you know, then you just see if you and this girl hit it off. Worst case scenario, you have a great meal, but you don't hit it off with this girl.
Do I get to find out who it is first?
Yeah, absolutely. So, it's funny because you've gone out with her a couple times, and she said you guys had a great time. Her name is Bethany.
Not to be so blunt, but absolutely not.
Okay, now, okay. So she explained to us that last time you met her family, and that she feels that you might feel that she's kind of accelerating the relationship at a faster rate than you're ready for. So if that's it.
That's one way of putting it, I suppose. Sure, accelerating. I'm trying to stay alive, essentially.
You're trying to stay alive? What do you mean?
What does that mean?
Yeah, I met her family. I met her dad. I got a surprise for you today. We're going to go meet my dad. We, like, drive way out of town. And I'm like, where the f*** are we going? She takes me to the prison that he's living in, and we go to meet him during visiting hours.
Wait.
Huh?
Her dad is in jail?
Is in prison. Yeah. I'm straight. I'm good.
Well,
no, thank you.
Well, what was he? I mean, I've visited people in prison before. What was he in there for?
I got nothing wrong with it. Some people are in prison for the wrong reasons. This guy stabbed her ex-boyfriend, though.
Oh.
He was, like, making eyes. Like, he didn't blink. He just kept looking at me and not blinking.
Well, why'd he stab him? No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Hey, listen, Theo.
Hold on a second, Theo. Bethany's on the phone. Bethany.
Listen, Theo. My ex-boyfriend was an asshole. My father was just doing what any father would do and just protect me. You know? So as long as you're not an asshole, you're safe. What's the big problem?
Well, I don't know. I'm not going to take those odds. Your dad went to prison for stabbing your ex-boyfriend. Like, if I f*** up once, then I'm going to die. I'm good.
Listen, you're nothing like that asshole. You don't have nothing to worry about. And my dad is paying.
Yeah, but what if I step on your right toe or something like that? Or, like, I'm late to pick you up one day. I'll just get, like, my Achilles cut. It won't stab me. You'll just take the back of my ankle out.
My dad is really a nice guy. He just got pissed at this asshole for the way he was treating me. And you're not like that. I can see it, Theo. You're a nice guy.
Yes, I am a nice guy. I'm a nice guy. But listen, sometimes I'm lazy. I don't do the dishes. I sometimes don't change my underwear. I mean, I'm late to places. I don't know what to set him off.
Listen, Theo, do you want to do this or not?
No, I'd like to stay alive.
Okay, that's a wise choice. No, Bethany, I'm sure
he doesn't understand. He doesn't get it.
No,
he
listen,
get it.
I'm sure you're a nice girl. I'm sure your ex-boyfriend's a piece of shit. I'm sure your dad was doing it because he loves you. But in the future, you might want to lie about why your dad's in prison. I don't know.
Monday on the second date update on the 10th.
All right, listen, don't ask for favors when you're on a date, all right? Just don't. And if you are going to ask for one for some reason, you shouldn't. But if you are, make it a small favor and keep it at one. Don't ask for a big, giant favor or else that's just a guarantee that you're going to be talking to us for a second date update on the 10th, all right? We're going to make you laugh Monday morning, 8:10, right here. Get up, crew. Hot.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.